I'm with Richard Pym and Daniel Welch from Monkton Elm Garden Centre. Rich, great little competition going on.
Yeah, we are supporting the National Rose Festival for 2019. It's headed up by Peter Seabrook of Sun Gardening. We're basically just celebrating roses as one of the nation's favourite flowers. And the competition is people can bring in their own roses into the garden centre, asking people to pick a single stem rose from their garden, submit them to the garden centre on Friday or Saturday of this week. Everybody that enters the competition will get 250 loyalty points to spend at Monkton Elm. We've got £50 of Monkton Elm loyalty gift vouchers, up for grabs as well, and also our winners will be passed on to the national competition, and there's £500 up for grabs for the prettiest rose in that.
So how do you define a pretty rose? Over to Dan now. Richard's face then was a real picture. It was like, don't look at me. Dan, how do you define a pretty rose?
Difficult to say, really, because it's obviously every person has their own personal preference on roses. It boils down to sometimes fragrance takes priority, sometimes it's just the cosmetic look of the rose can be appealing.
In my experience of roses, they don't really smell of much.
Well, I'd be surprised to say that.
Some flowers do smell pretty and smell nice, but roses are a bit boring.
It depends on the day, really. Usually the weather conditions have a lot to play with roses and fragrance. If the weather's a little bit overcast and a little bit sort of like it's going to rain, they generally don't smell as strongly as if it's a really sunny day, perhaps. So, it's just different sort of temperatures, different days, different things. But generally, most roses would have a nice little fragrance, especially something like the David Austin range. They all generally seem to have a really strong, highly perfumed fragrance to them, especially like a variety like Gertrude Jekyll, which is always won so many awards for being the nation's favourite over and over again. And if you smell that, if you tell me that doesn't smell, I will eat my hat.
So are you going to be taking part in the judging of this?
Yes, I'll be one of the judges on board. So
are you the Simon Cowell of judges when it comes to judging on a rose?
I wouldn't say that, no. I know what I like and what I don't really pay too much attention to, but it's cosmetically, as long as it looks quite appealing and eye-catching, something to the eye, it's all good, really. And a bit of fragrance is an optional extra, you know, if it's got really good perfume or it ticks a lot of boxes. So.
Are you fussed about colour or anything like that, or is it
I'm a little bit unique. I like my more painted roses, like striped roses and things. So I'm a little bit quirky in that score. Whereas if the other couple of judges are a bit more traditional, they like the straight reds or the yellows, whereas I like a little bit more jazzy sort of colours. Something like Nostalgia, which has a red sort of outer edge and it has a white centre, or some what they call the striped ones, which are quite pretty also in their own way.
Okay, so we're in the rose section, the rose garden at Monkton Elm Garden Centre. Let's talk about these roses here, just to give it a bit of texture. This is a rose, presumably, because it just says, am I right or am I wrong?
You're spot on there, right. My friend. So you've got Darcy Bustle ahead of you here. She's obviously named after the famous ballet dancer, or Strictly judge that was. She's got good perfume. She's very good sort of repeat flowering shrub rose.
Is this one of your own strands? Is it brands?
No, this is...
Or is this an actual...
Yeah, this is a brand. This is David Austin, who's... Right. We've been dealing... Well, I've been here 20-odd years, and we've been dealing with him ever since I've been here.
Oh, I meant by the name Darcy Bustle. Sorry, Darcy Russell.
Oh,
Have you just named it that?
No, that's been named by the grower. Okay. Well, they... I don't know how they go through their policy. I think sometimes they get... things like Mortimer Sackler, for example. His wife actually paid, I think, over £20,000 to get that name put on for her husband and things like that. So it's,
when you've got that sort of money spare, then it's a nice little publicity stunt to have you named after a rose, isn't it?
Yeah, well, things like Golden Celebration, obviously that's always going to be a good seller. Anything with gold and silver or ruby in the theme are always good sellers, because of obviously topical interest for anniversaries. We do a big occasion rose section down there. You'll get things like Birthday Girl, Birthday Boy, Many Happy Returns, the list goes on, really. There's a vast range. We do a massive range of roses here and we cater for all needs and what have you, so you'll be hard pressed not to find one here that you'd need or want. So
Richard, back to you. Presumably you will be at the flower show this year. What can we look forward to at the flower show?
We as always, it's a guarded secret as to what we're going to be running as our theme, but we do have a big show stand in the main floral marquee of the flower show. It's obviously a big event for us. We like supporting the show. It's a big community event, and equally it brings sort of new people to the garden centre as well. So we like to show off, you know, the quality of the plants that we supply, and we try and get other features into the stand as well. So yeah, it's just a big showcase for us, definitely, and it's nice to get out and see the general public as well.
So just to recap on the competition then.
So people need to submit their roses on Friday the 21st.
When you say submit, is that actually bring them in or take a picture of them and send them in online?
No, we'd actually like them to bring them into the garden centre. So it's one single stem rose, and if people could bring them in a container, a non-returnable container with some water, obviously we want to keep them in their best condition. So it's Friday the 21st, Saturday the 22nd, and they will be judged first thing on Sunday morning. So obviously asking people to make sure their roses, if you're picking it on Friday, if you're cutting it on Friday, probably want one that's a little bit not quite in full bloom, because they will be judged on Sunday.
Anything else that's going on, Rich, you can tell us about? Any freebies, any discounts, offers, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, as part of the National Rose Festival, we're offering a discount on all the roses purchased during the festival. So from Friday the 21st through to Sunday the 30th of this month, we're going to be offering 20% off of all roses purchased, and also anyone who purchases a David Austin rose will get a free packet of fertiliser to help them get started with the rose as well.
Free fertiliser. I love a competition like that. Dan, very quickly before we go, three tips to look after your roses.
Oh gosh.
This summer.
Well fed, well watered, and keep them deadheaded regularly.
Brilliant. That was quick. And it's the basics. Dan, Rich, thank you very much.